Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show. Where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DiLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663 or send an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. This is part one in our five-part series, Our Marriage Vows. Today, we dive into the first line, I take you.
So you may be wondering, because you just heard Tony say that this is part one in our five-part series. And we're starting something new here on the One Extraordinary Marriage Show. Every Thursday, we're going to be dropping a new episode in whatever the series is. So you heard him say, this is the five-part series around our marriage vows. That's going to be the first series that we dive into. And part of the reason that we're doing this is because of all of you, right? You've said, hey, can we go a little bit deeper on some of these topics? Or can you cover something, you know, from different perspectives, right? Like talking about age and marriage and all of these different things. And we realized that just on the show that comes out on Tuesdays, we weren't quite able to do that. And so because you've asked for it, here it is. You're going to see every Thursday a new episode show up in a series. And we're so excited to be able to, you know, really go deep with you in some of these areas. And we're excited for this first one because we are going to be talking about our marriage vows, which, you know, incidentally, is where we all started the marriage journey.
That's right.
Right. And just like we've been doing for the last, I don't even know how many years, we are going to start the show like we always do. And I want to start with a quote that I think really gets to the heart of what we're talking about when it comes to the marriage vows. And it's an anonymous quote that says, people with good intentions make promises. People with good character keep them.
Wow.
And it's so true that, you know, the marriage vows are all about our character. It's all about that. And you know, we have to start. Doesn't matter when we're talking to you guys, we always start with a hug. Mm-hmm. And this week's hug is sponsored by Tahoe Couples Getaway. And we can't wait to tell you more about this incredible event a little bit later in the show. But this hug comes from a husband who sent us an email and he said, I've purposely held off on sending a hug until I was all caught up on the episodes. Oh my gosh, there's almost 500 episodes.
Yes.
Wow. Wow, we love getting that. He said, a little background. We started marriage shortly after college and we were excited to start our lives and our family and we missed a few steps along the way. So we got to this place where, you know, kids and jobs and stress, we were living in that dreaded roommate syndrome. And all of that led to an affair, right? To this place of unfaithfulness. And after the affair, they'd entered into couples therapy, but they weren't on the same page. Mm. He's like, we've done much better over the last few years addressing, handling the flare-ups, but we still have a long way to go, but we're working towards the same goal now. He said, I found the OEM family. So for those of you that don't know, that's One Extraordinary Marriage in the beginning of 2017 and started from the first episode.
Wow.
Spent the last 2 years catching up. I have actively listened, taken notes, and applied what I've learned in myself and in my marriage. We've begun discussing things and rebuilding the foundation we didn't have at the beginning of our marriage to create a better future for our marriage and our family. Thank you so much. And I hope you two make it back to Colorado so we can attend a conference or speaking engagement.
Wow. Wow. What can you say? I mean, to kick off our series, Our Marriage Vows, to hear this husband share what he just shared, to listen to what he's done, to hear what he's heard, to been active and taken action. My gosh, they're going to just have such an amazing life.
And it's incredible to hear what happens when you take action in your marriage. And that's why, you know, bringing this hug in around this episode where we're talking about that first part, right? It started with the, I take you. Right. And we're going to look at that, not just on what happened on that, on your wedding day, but throughout your marriage. And we know it's become, you know, more and more popular to say your own vows, right? Tony
sure.
And I, we got married almost 23 years ago. We did the very traditional, you know, like I didn't even think about writing our own vow. I don't know if you did. I know I didn't. the first time that we said them.
Oh, no, 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 not at all. I mean, it's 22 years ago, and when we were meeting with our minister, he asked if, you know, we'd be reading the vows that he was going to prepare or share with us, and it was just like, yep, sounds good.
And, you know, in the one family, we love knowing what you all did. And so about 30% of you have either written your own vows or done some combination of your own vows and traditional vows. Mm-hmm. So there's about 30% of you out there. But if we look at the beginning, there's some variation, however you said it, of, you know, in our case, I, Elisa, take you, Tony, or I, Tony, take you, Elisa. Mm-hmm. And in those five little words, there is so much power and so much intention. Because you're making a declaration about what you're going to do, right? So from the beginning of your married life, you're talking about, you know, like our hashtag last year was, what can I do, right? And we actually basically say those words at the very start of our marriage. I take you. What can I do? I can take you. I'm making a commitment. I'm making a declaration that I'm going to do something. Right? It didn't start with me looking at Tony and saying, you, Tony, are going to do for me. Right? You're going to do all this stuff. It says, no, I'm going to. Right? You stated that you're going to take action for your marriage independently of what your spouse does or does not do. Right? There was nothing in that line that said, I take you when you make me happy. I take you when you do everything right. I take you when our life is perfect. It just said, I take you. And you know, we're getting to this place as we're going to dig deep into this where we're, you know, really wrapping our head around what does that mean?
And when you say that too, it just in my mind now, looking back on that, and the hashtag for this year is in the moment. Mm-hmm. And I take you in this moment. I take you who you are. Like, we've walked through being boyfriend and girlfriend. We've walked through an engagement, being fiancés. And now at this moment, I stand before you and I take you in this moment. Mm-hmm. And I will continue to take you in this moment, no matter where life may lead us and where it may be the highs or where the lows are. So I think that's just an interesting way to see our vows, that when we did them, mm-hmm. however many years ago, you guys, maybe some of you just did it a week ago, 6 months ago, but it was in that moment, and you continue to take your vows each and every moment.
Well, and yeah, as I'm listening to you, and I was just thinking about what I had just said there, you know, because there were no clauses on the back end of the I take you, that really shifts it from being a contract. Because because the contract says it's all performance-based, right? We have this agreement as long as those specific, you know, stipulations have been met. But when I say I take you and there's no clause on the end, that is where we step into this idea of a covenant, mm-hmm. right? That's not dependent on who you are, but that is all about how I show up in this relationship. And we actually did a show years and years and years ago called Covenant or Contract. And it's oneextraordinarymarriage.com/174. We'll make sure to link to it in the show, because that's just a great companion piece mm-hmm. to this one. Because there were seasons in our marriage that if you had looked, you know, had Instagram been around in the early years of our marriage, and hello, we've been married almost 23 years. It was not around back then. But the hashtag would have been, you know, that I would have put on a lot of my pictures would have been something like, what is Tony going to do? Or what is Tony supposed to do? Or I think you should do this. Because that's how I lived the early years of our marriage. It wasn't about me taking Tony and being his wife. It was, what's in it for me? What are you doing for me?
We had a very, I would say early on in our marriage, a very selfish way of looking at love and marriage, because you had that and I was on the other side of that as well. The same thing. What are you doing for me? What are you doing, Elisa, to make me happy? What are you doing, Elisa, to make me who I need to be?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, so many of us, I mean, the wedding is an amazing day. Like, I'm not going to minimize any of our wedding days. Mm-mm. But the fact of the matter is that the wedding is one day. And realistically, the wedding's a few hours in that one day. Right. And so we're making this declaration. And what I didn't realize Guys, I didn't realize that when I was reciting those vows, when I was making that promise, that it was actually going to be a test of my character, mm-hmm. right? To take action that I couldn't, I spent the first 11 years of my marriage being in this reactive state. Right. Not thinking about my vows, except for the one, you know, the line, and we'll get to this in a few weeks, where we talk about, you know, as long as life shall last, or, you know, basically you're not getting out of this. That's the only one I thought about, because I'm like, wow, we're miserable and I'm selfish and this doesn't feel good. But like, we're in it for the long haul. Right. The rest of them, the I take you, that I've got an involvement here, I didn't think about it. I just was going through the motions. And I know from the conversations we have and, you know, with all of you and the emails that we get, I know there are a lot of you that feel like you're going through the motions. And the reality is that we've got to get into this place where, you know, those of you that do think about your vows, that you're doing more than thinking about them.
And I would even say, if you haven't pulled out your vows, as we start this series on our marriage vows, even if you did just the traditional ones, pull them out. Read them. See what they say. Internalize them. If you did write your vows, you know, go pull that out again. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe it's on video. Go listen to what you had to say. It's interesting because the early years of our marriage, like Elisa said, we were both selfish lovers. We set our vows on our wedding day, and I honestly can't think of a time that I recalled thinking about them in probably the first 10 years of our marriage. Mm-hmm. And then it began to come back around after that to go, wait a minute, what are we doing here? What? And Elisa even alluded to this and talked about this. Is this a contract or a covenant? Because if it's a contract, then you can break a contract and you get out of it. And yet when I stood before Elisa, this was a covenant. This was something we were going to do forever together for our entire lives. And so I had to begin to read those and internalize them. And luckily for us, we went through transformation from year 11 to year 15, that on year 15, we decided to renew our vows. And for some of you, that might be something that you want to do, that you're thinking about doing. But we renewed our vows. And instead of doing traditional, we wrote our vows this time. And man, just sitting down and having to do that, and starting from the top though, I take you. Because we did have a little bit of a combination of the traditional mm-hmm. and our own, it made me light up and it made me realize what I'm truly saying and what it means to Elisa and to our marriage.
Well, and think about it, because when we get to that first line, right, when we start with that first line, I take you, we're actually stating what's going to be the primary relationship mm-hmm. in our homes, right, in our houses, because it doesn't say, you know, like, I, Tony, take my job above all else. It doesn't say, you know, I, Elisa, are going to put the kids first. But the reality is that a lot of times we live our lives as if we've taken all of these other things and you know, the I take you, my spouse, is kind of like a secondary. Right. And, you know, we've struggled. You guys, there have been seasons in our marriage where the I take you got really gray. It got really blurry because there were those times that we made work or kids or friends or all kinds of other things. The primary relationship. We did all kinds of action with that. And we're just kind of like, well, you know what? The marriage thing will take care of itself. Or times when we were spending so much time with extended family that you would have thought that they were the primary relationship. And we didn't really quite get into that, you know, like leaving and cleaving, you know, to our, you know, spouse.
Well, and there was a time early on in our marriage when pornography, I was addicted to pornography. There was no, I take you, Elisa, in that at all. It was, I take somebody else, some fantasy, some fantasized world that I could live in mm-hmm. instead of Elisa.
And the problem is that when something else becomes primary, when that I take you becomes, I take something else, right? Or I'm not going to take action. Either way, there becomes this growing disconnect. And that one line, I take you, it's honestly the start and end of everything in your marriage. It establishes the who and the what of this relationship. It distills all of our decisions, everything that we're going to do, how we're going to live our lives down to five words. Right. I, Elisa, take you, Tony. I, Tony, take you, Elisa. Insert your own spouse's name, right? Like just right now in this moment, just say those words out. Try them on for size again.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It may be a while since you've said this. And sometimes we need a reminder on those words that we've spoken in the past. And we want to share.
Can I share something though, real quick?
Yeah, as you said that. Interrupt me.
As you said that, you know, we talk a lot about the power of words and sharing what needs to be said. And we've shared this many a times where there came a point where I began to say to Elisa, "You're my beautiful wife, Elisa," and how that changed who she saw herself to be. And it also makes me realize who she is. That was part of my recovery coming out of my porn addiction. I had to realize that Elisa was the beauty that everything else had to stand up against. And so if you haven't said your vows for a while, maybe it's time to write them again and put, I, insert your name, take you, put your spouse's name, and just write it down. Maybe put it on your mirror. Maybe put it by your bedstand. Maybe make it into a bookmark, something that, you know, if you're a reader and you're reading every day, it's something that you look at and see. That way, it's that reminder each and every day that you take a look at it. It might be in your car, wherever it is. Place it somewhere where you see it.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's just the first action item. And I can't tell you how many couples I've actually, you know, when they coach with me, I'm like, bring out those vows. I've got one couple that actually has them on display in their bedroom because they, you know, they wrote their own vows. I've had couples go back and watch the wedding video. Why? Because we need that reminder. But that's not the only action item or the only action steps that we need to take. And we want to talk about a few more of them. But first, we want to thank this week's sponsor, and that's Tahoe Couples Getaway. And this is an incredible opportunity to put your marriage first and go out of your way to make it a priority this fall. And we're excited to share that we're going to be speakers at the Tahoe Couples Getaway. This is a 4-day, 3-night retreat at the only waterfront resort located in Tahoe. Yay, Lake Tahoe. We love Lake Tahoe.
Yes.
Retreat is going to feature daily sessions with Mark Gunger. Some of you may be familiar with him with Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage. There's going to be worship and private concerts with Brandon Heath and Chris August and more artists that they're still working on getting. It's going to be a phenomenal lineup. The retreat starts at just $4.99 per person, and they've even got a monthly payment plan starting at $62 per person per month. And the best part is that for the one family, you can get $100 off of your registration by going to TahoeCouplesGetaway.com/one. In addition to all of the wonderful speakers, activities include lakefront concerts, ice skating, hiking, skiing, ballroom dancing lessons, which I know Tony's like, all right, we're finally going to get those dancing lessons.
Yep.
And so many more opportunities. So don't forget, you get $100 off of registration when you go to TahoeCouplesGetaway.com/one. And we can't wait to see you there. So as you're going through the series, right, as we're going to be pulling apart each of these phrases of the wedding vows, this really becomes that opportunity to consider what those words mean and how you're going to live them out in your life.
Yeah.
Right. And I want to just give you permission to step forward into a future together, because some of you are going, I've messed this up. Right. Some of you are thinking, I haven't done this right in the past. Today's a new day. Start now. Mm-hmm. Right. Start now with like Tony said, put your name in there. Take you, my spouse, and really think about what you promised on that very first day, right? When we asked the one family about this, some of you, when I said, what do those words mean? Some of you said, I accept you, all of you, no matter the highs or the lows. We're one now. I take responsibility for you and our life together. I choose you all day, every day. I love this one that was just all verbs. Cherish, hold, protect, love, respect, adventure, partner, life forever. Choosing to love every day, even when it's hard and distractions are everywhere. Hmm. So I want to ask you, how are you living this out now, right? Do you need to step into this place where you're not being reactive in your marriage and waiting for something else or keeping score or doing all this other kind of stuff, to step into this place of, I'm going to actually get engaged in my marriage? Maybe it's time for you to initiate those date nights. Maybe it's time to pick up laundry around the house. Maybe it's time to have those tough conversations or to say, you know what? I take you. I mean, it could be as simple as just saying those words again and declaring what that means now.
Yeah. And I think the big thing is too, as you're going through this, if you've gone through hurdles in your life, again, realize where you've come from, you've grown and there's a new place. And there may be a time where you need to, you know, put the line in the sand and go, this is our new normal. Mm-hmm. And that's for us what happened on year 15. For you, it could be year 2, 5, 10, whatever. But you may want to gather some friends, maybe have the pastor who married you or whoever may be around you now marry you guys in a fun area, a fun mm-hmm. place where you can go, you know what? We truly know what this means. When I say, I, Tony, take you, Elisa, I really know what that means now. On my wedding day, I really didn't know what that meant. Mm-hmm. But when we renewed our vows on year 15, I understood that because we had done life together. We had gone through the highs. We had gone through the lows. And we've done those since then. And yet my resolve, my determination, my desire to be her husband since then has grown. I understand the enormity of what these vows we spoke to each other mean.
Well, and you know, a lot of you might be familiar with Lisa Turkhorst, she's involved with Proverbs 31 Ministries, and she and her husband, Art, you know, they went through infidelity. They went through a season where she did not know if her marriage was going to last, but she continued to step into this place of, I take you. Mm-hmm. I take you in spite of the mistakes. I take you in spite of the pain. I take you because God brought us together. Mm-hmm. And you know what they've been able, they actually renewed their vows, right? They were a couple that walked through this season and said, you know what, we need to declare who we are now, just like Tony and I did at year 15. Who are we now? Because the I take you, when you've got some life behind you, right? When you've made some mistakes, when you've, you know, had those words that maybe were more piercing than you wanted them to be, when you've walked through seasons of grief, when you've dealt with challenges that you didn't know how to handle well, it's amazing what happens when you're able to stand up and say, I take you all over again. I take you because I know what we look like together. I take you because I know we're stronger together. I take you because there is no one that I would rather walk through life with mm-hmm. than you. That's what those words really, like, guys, when it comes down to it, it's making me cry right now because I did not know on my wedding day the power of those words. And there were a lot of wasted years, a lot of selfish years because I just said them. And then I was like, let's get to the party, right? It was a formality in my mind, and it sounds so awful to say this now. In my mind, it was formality to get to the good stuff. And what I realize now is that was the good stuff. That is the good stuff. Mm-hmm. And so this series, like, don't gloss over it. Pull out your vows. Take time to just sit on that line this week, right? We're going to be going through the rest of it. So, you know, it's not like we're going to skip anything. So you got time. Just focus on the first five words. Take some time. Take your spouse to a quiet place this week. Maybe it's sitting in front of the fire pit. Maybe it's out at the beach. Maybe you're in the park or you're just in your car and you've got some quiet moment. And just remind them, here's the deal. Mm-hmm. We've been through a lot. And I want you to know, I take you.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to put at the end of that, all the reasons why. I think Elisa, you know, when she shared from you guys, the one family, you know, we are one now. I take responsibility. I choose you all day, every day. Cherish, hold, protect, love. You know, you can expand on that, right? And why are you standing boldly in front of your spouse saying, I take you? Because when you do that, it's amazing what will begin to happen in your marriage and in your life and where you are right now. Because there's so much more to go. But when we really remember what we said that first day that we stood before our spouse and said, I take you, and we went on. But that is truly the basis of where the foundation of your marriage is and where we're going to go. So don't miss out. We have a five-part series here, our wedding vows, and this is only part one. So get ready. Next week, we'll be back. We want to hear from you. So don't forget, text us at 858-876-5663 or send us a hug to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. Love you guys. Have yourselves a fantastic week, and we'll catch you next week. Love you guys.